fever on the dance floor. Who can think the way that I flex on a track? I'm closing rampage. Rick and Rick on point with the knife I stop for my lip. Debbie rolling the mad joints. So put your hands in the air, cause there's a party over here. So grab yourself a beer. And we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco. I can flip so I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd. Let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I grips my stills, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mass girls coming with the FIFA, FIFA, FIFA? So just party, or we can have a jam. So get your move on, I'ma take this groove and slam. Flip it how I want it, flip from the back to the front when I drops me the manuscript. Cause I got the moves, and I'm always on the flow with the crazy, crazy grooves. Tell me, can it feel the mad skills coming with the fever, fever, fever?
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
We're It's Saturday, and it's time to go inside the game as Urban Radio is live on the air. The end of the year show, 2005 is done, 2006 coming next.
Let's kick some ass.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too.
Once again, welcome to Urban Radio right here on Inside the Game, www.getinsidethegame.com. Yes, it is a new URL, which we're trying to use here at Radio ITG instead of using radioitg.com, because you know what? We're actually more than just radio. We are video as well. So www.getinsidethegame.com. I know it's a little bit longer than Radio ITG, but nonetheless, welcome to Urban Radio. I am Oswald. Glad you could be with us today as we will go inside Urban Terror today and bring you news and notes from around the community. If you'd like to be part of the show today, you can send me a private message on IRC. I am in Pound Urban Terror or Pound Radio ITG on Enter the Game and QuakeNet. We do have the Urban Radio Server of the Week up and running, and I just actually dropped into it and running a little behind here. Actually, we do have a couple people on board. Good deal. I'm running a little behind here. The power went out this morning. We've had I scoff at weathermen, you know, a bunch of pansies, you know, because they always make a big deal about the storm, you know, the first storm of the season out here in the West Coast and California, you know, because we're pretty much pussies out here. You know, we don't do snow, we don't do floods, any of that stuff. But you know what? Today was actually probably the worst weather I have seen out here. Took me almost like 2 hours to get home. I'm driving like an old lady in the right-hand lane going like 40 miles an hour because the wind is blowing upwards of 60 miles an hour. That's, 55, 60 knots for those who can't understand miles an hour. And it was pretty bad, but I got home, went to bed, and lo and behold, the power goes off. So thus, the reason I'm running a little behind here and the reason you got Entrance Staying Alive 1995 just because I knew I had that queued up in my music. So I'm back. I think we're set. The Urban Radio Server of the Week is up and running, and this week it is presented by actofwar.de, and this is a feature we sort of started rather late in Urban Radio, but it's nothing more than really an opportunity for community server admins to provide their server during the radio show, which we host. Hopefully host each and every week. It looks like we're just starting Team Deathmatch. I'm getting to the details if you want to tune in. Gamers who tune into the show usually like to play a little bit, so we do a little bit of fragging, and I usually get my ass handed to me, which is one of the things I seem to do best, so I jump back to the Shoutcast. But this week, as I said, Urban Radio Server of the Week is sponsored by our good friend over at activewar.de. That is Wolfseye, the IP address 62.75. Put it in there. .204.176 port 27962. And we are playing UT Christmas. If you have never played that map, I'm sure many of you probably have it in your Urban Terror folder, but it's a little bit old. Nothing really to it. It's just a log cabin with a Christmas theme, seeing as this is like the end of the year, the last of the holiday theme here. I figure you guys could grab your boomstick, go inside the game, and get your ass handed to you as well. But it's just a fun map. I had a great time on it. I'll talk a little bit about it later on. But we do have gamers in there already. Xena from Active War and Alliance, she's in there, Herpo. And it looks like Wolfslice should be there shortly. So grab your boomstick. If you don't have the map, activewar.de is where you can find the map, or map-defo.com, I think. Anyway, grab the map, tune into me, and like I said, it's just a lot of fun. So go ahead and frag here for a little bit, and we'll drop into the server a little bit later. 7 of 9 is joining up as well, and we got a lot of people joining up. So spots are limited. I think there's only 8 per side, if that. Roger. PlanetQuake3.net, the only other place you need to know when you need Urban Terror files. Roger does a kick-ass job over at PlanetQuake3.net. Want to give a quick shout-out to him, as he's followed Urban Terror for quite a while. So we got a lot for you today. I think I have like 33 pages of notes, believe it or not. Actually, 33. And we're sort of just going to jump around today. I try to do a lot of this at work, but unfortunately last night was not the best night to be at work. I was there for 16 hours, and maybe that'll just tell you something. I was the guy behind the scenes turning your airline flight from on time to canceled or delayed. And believe me, it happened to everybody except me. So it was a long night, so I'm here for a couple hours. I've gave you the Urban Radio Server of the Week. You see Wolfslice spamming it in Pound Urban Terror on ETG. So props to him. Oh, and Herpa wants me to, you know, I'm going to have to try to find something here. It's an MP3, and this is Urban Terror related, so STFU if you're not into this. But, and I have it somewhere, I just have to find it. But it's an MP3 of me trying to say somebody's name online during a shoutcast, and it's actually pretty funny, because I had the most difficult time at saying it. You'll have to give me till the break. Let me check my miscellaneous files here real quick and see if I see the file in there. I don't see it. I have it somewhere. Give me a little bit, and once I go to a break here, I'll look for it again. But I know I have it, and it, like I said, it's pretty funny. Because if there's one thing I can't do, that's pronounce people's names, especially when it comes to shoutcasting. Don't ask me why. Must be the Europeans. That's what I blame it on. I blame it on the Europeans. How's that? I can't do that. So, as I said, we're just sort of going to jump around here today. I got a bunch of different topics that I'm going to hit. We're actually going to start with Clan Base Fall 2005 Open Cup. And for those of you not involved in the Fall 2005 Open Cup, you don't know what you have missed. It's been an excellent Open Cup, as usual, with only minor issues. And actually, there was one major issue. And some major issues we try to avoid at all costs, while the minor ones usually occur in nearly every cup. Minor issues usually stem from incorrect GIDs being entered, which causes a player and or clan to be carded, such as in footy. There's yellow and red cards. At times, supervisors have to get tough and throw down the gauntlet, which has happened in this cup. There was a player caught with a suspect file that read as a 131wallhat.exe. After some consideration, that player was reprimanded and the clan was actually removed from the Fall 2005 Open Cup. It was a very unfortunate incident for everyone included, from that player and clan to the admins and the other clans playing. But outside of that one problem, it has been a most competitive cup that I have seen in a long time, not only in the Premier Division, but in the Second Division. And while my coverage has not been as often as previous cups, I think we have been able to show some of the best matches, in Europe. I tended to gravitate towards actually one group, believe it or not, a group. I don't know why. It did have some of the best clans in it. But if I did not happen to catch your clan, then either A, you did not contact me and ask me to provide commentary, or B, well, it's simple. Your clan sucks. Which actually, that's not all true, because there's a lot of good clans. I just didn't have all that much time. And And, you know, it is possible to cover 2 to 3 matches in a single day, but do you know the toll it takes on your voice, especially doing back-to-back-to-back matches? That's like 6 hours of coverage almost, because you figure roughly 90 minutes, 2 hours on a cast. And we did do one doubleheader that worked out very well this season that I was pleased with. So the qualifying rounds are almost in the books, so to speak, as we await the final match to be played. Now, usually this late in the brackets for the playoffs, it would be set, but Som Gorsi and Pimp have wild-carded twice now and are actually both tied with 3-1 records, and the winner of this match will make it into the playoffs. The other clan will go home. Now, this match, as I said, had been postponed twice, and now it's scheduled for Monday, January 5th, and you can catch it on Inside the Game, as I will be covering that match, as it has major implications here, as one of these clans will make it into the playoffs here, and the other, as I said, will go home. And I had the playoff tree up here. Let me see if I have it. Oh, I do have it. I'm looking at the Fall 2005 playoff tree. Let me see if I talk about that. No, I don't. I'll catch it here real quick. But they're actually going to be in Group C, and it's going to be the second qualifying clan out of that group, and that clan going to have a tough draw. But whoever comes out of that group going to be 4-1, so they're going to be in good company, because that side of the tree, all three other clans are 4-1, including Kick of Portugal, Just for Fun from Germany, and Syndicate from Finland. They're all 4-1 on the left side of the bracket. And on the right side, it's Battle of Undefeated. Just Fragen 5-0 versus LOL 3-1. TK 5-0 versus Slofasa, who's actually my dark horse here, but they got a tough draw taking on a Tricky Clan. And as I said, either Pimp or Som Gorsi going to come out, and they will play Kick the first round. So that is what your first round matchups are looking like, and that is what we're waiting for one of those two clans to come out and take the victory. And while it was not the first time we saw a U.S. clan in clan-based competition, ICU did have a fair showing. They were in a difficult group with the Syndicate, who are currently the reigning cup champions, and Nemesis Corporation, who had been very, very competitive in previous cups. They did have a 2-2 record, losing to LOL 23-21 in the opening week of qualifying, and that would actually come back to bite them in the ass, as they would lose the head-to-head match, as both clans were 2-2 in Group A competition. Playoff trees are set for both the Premier and Second Divisions, as I mentioned. And I'll actually talk more about that once we actually get back on the air. For Nations Cup, or actually Open Cup coverage, which happens, as I said, the 5th of January, and I'm not sure what day that is. It looks like it's a Thursday, so I guess it's next Thursday. We'll talk a little bit more about that. The playoff trees, actually, and I already said that, didn't I? Yeah, playoff trees are done. Yeah. Nations Cup news. Yeah, let's shift gears here. Nations Cup news. The Cup is now closed. All signups are finalized on December 28th. It'll be a very interesting Cup, to say the least. And why do I say that? Because this will be the first time that multiple game modes are played in Nations Cup competition. During the 5 qualifying rounds, Team Survivor, Capture the Flag, and yes, even Bomb Mode will be played. The breakdown looks like this. Round 1 will be playing Team Survivor and UT Casa, UT Abbey. Round 2, it's going to be CTF on Proving Grounds Day. Round 3 is where it gets a little tricky here. We're going to be playing Bomb on UT Sanctuary and Nimrod. Yes, Nimrod. I don't believe many of you have actually played Nimrod on a regular basis, but Nimrod is going to be in the building, and we'll see what happens with that. And like I said, round 3, it's going to be a challenge for me, too, because, 1, I've never covered Bomb Mode, and 2, you ever try to noclip and fly through Nimrod? Not only is the level huge, but it's all inside, so I'm going to have to figure out how I'm actually going to cover this, because it's not going to be as simple as covering a UT Casa or a Proving Grounds. So I have my work cut out for me in round 3. Round 4, we drop back to Team Survivor on UT Uptown and UT Turnpike. And finally, the final round, round 5, going to be played CTF on Algiers. So if you look at the qualifying rounds, you will see that the most popular levels are played with their corresponding game type. As an alternate level in place of Nimrod, I did offer up Village 2 and UT Rommel to the Nations Cup supervisors. After some discussion with Dan, he said Nimrod had been used previously in Bomb Mode competition, and while the level is quite large, he said it plays rather well, so I didn't really pursue it any further. Didn't really feel a need to. The top 3 clans from each group will advance into the playoffs, with the top nation in each group receiving a bye during the quarterfinals. and playoffs will be similar in layout to the qualifying rounds. Quarterfinals will be Team Survivor on Abbey, CTF will be on Riyadh, and Bomb will be on Algiers. Semifinal action will be Team Survivor on UT Turnpike, followed by CTF on Algiers, and a Bomb on UT Casa. And in the finals, Team Survivor on UT Casa, CTF on Turnpike, and a Bomb mode on Sanctuary. So each nation will select a game type they want to play, and if the nations are tied after two game rounds, a tiebreaker round will be played on the missing game type. And as I said, this should be very interesting. I do think this cup will show those nations that are most balanced when it comes to playing Urban Tear, and we may also have a special commentator if he can fit it into his busy New York schedule. And this could benefit the listeners, is that No Leaf Clover could bring his knowledge of Urban Tear and of the U.S. gamers along with CTF tactics to the Nations Cup here on Inside the Game. But for the most up-to-date information, you can click on Urban Radio on urbantear.net or go to getinsidethegame.com for upcoming matches. I also have the exclamation mark radio in Pound Urban Tear on ETG that'll keep everyone abreast on what's coming up on Inside the Game and Urban Radio. I'm going to step away here from my first break, and I'm going to try to find that MP3 of Herpo. And you know what? I'm sure I'm still not saying his name right. But anyways, I'm going to look for that MP3, and we'll come back here in just a few minutes. It's Oz. You're Inside the Game, and we're coming right back.
Wow. some of this.
Third Templar in front, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Pyrrhus. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got a Dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Urban Radio here on Inside the Game. Glad you could be with us today. Happy New Year to all of you out there. I know if you're dialed in from Australia, it is already 2006, and those in Europe, well, you only have a few hours. It's just about, 8:30 in GMT, 21:30 over in Central Europe. So happy New Year's to all. Continuing here with Nations Cup, client-based supervisors for Nations Cup. We're hoping for 10 to 12 nations to sign up for Nations Cup 9. This year, the USA and Canada will join Brazil in the competition to combine three nations from the Americas. Brazil, no stranger to Nations Cup play. Canada has also been involved in seasons past. But I do believe this will be the first time, actually check that, the second time the USA will play. You can drop by their channel, but you know what? I believe that their IRC channel has changed. It was Pound Team USA, but I know they had some issues there. So I don't have the current channel. I don't think it really matters at this point. Players are players from the USA are mainly from Corrupted Asylum, Veneration, No Name, and ICU. The pools were posted on clanbase.com by Can yesterday. There are two groups of six nations for a total of 12 nations if you do not do remedial math. Group A features Brazil, Denmark, France, Italy, Netherlands, and Portugal, while Group B will feature Canada, Finland, Germany, Poland, Spain, and the USA. Seems there was some asshat on the USA team who attempted to hijack the team, but the supervisors had multiple applications from the USA, and they decided on one led by Captain Seffi. And probably a very good selection, I might add, too. Now, I could actually sit here and do an entire show just on the Nations Cup draw, you know, sort of like be like FIFA 2000 draw or FIFA 2006 draw. I think would in the interest, U.S. and Canada, it'd probably be a little bit higher than it has in previous cups, and hopefully you will pull for your nation. That means tune into Radio ITG here and support the coverage as we will attempt to cover each nation at least once during the qualifying rounds. And unlike previous cups, this Nations Cup will have the top three nations, as I said, move top three nations in each group move into the playoffs with the top team drawing a bye in the quarterfinals and getting a free trip to the semifinals. Looking at Nations Cup 7 and 8, those were the past two cups. We do see a trend in the winning nations. I guess we'll start with arguably the best nation in Nations Cup, and in my opinion, Urban Tear. That country is Portugal. Winners of the past two cups and the previous four cups prior to that. Yes, do the math. Four or five. They've won 6 out of 9 cups. I think that means domination, doesn't it? Yeah. They do dominate. And they are loaded with skilled gamers as well. You can almost guarantee that they will have a ticket to the finals. Now, I'm sure there are some of you, as I just mentioned here, who've heard that there was a Portuguese gamer caught with a wall hack while playing in the Open Cup. And if that was indeed the case, you know, because if you look at the hack itself, it does say 131 wall hack. And, well, what point release do we use? 132. So maybe a bit suspect if 131 hack works with the 1.32 release. You know, feel free, go ahead and try it. I don't, but you can try it anyway. So, you know, if that was indeed the case, I do consider it an isolated incident, and it does not really reflect the quality of the Portuguese gaming. Europeans might mention the warp and the hit-unhit issues when playing Portugal, but that does not take away from what they have accomplished in the past. The other nation to be considered a favorite to advance from Group A is the Netherlands. It seems to be a rather new group of gamers this cup season, unless I'm mistaken. But they are led; they are strong when it comes to CTF, led by two AnClan members. I don't think AnClan needs any introduction. One of the top two CTF clans in all of Europe. And yes, I know Europe is not known for their CTF, but AnClan and Skulk are two of the top clans for CTF. So we'll have to see how that plays into this. Speaking of The Dutch, they are a CTF/TS strong. As for Bomb, I guess we'll have to wait and see how that plays out, but they should grab a playoff spot as well. The final nation out of Group A is really a toss-up. I guess for posterity's sake, I would like to see Denmark come out of the group. They're no stranger to the playoffs. They do have four House Valhalla members, but HV has not been all that active recently in Urban Terror, but still have some respectable gamers in this cup and on their team. So that really leaves Brazil and France to battle it out for the third spot. France does sport a few MAC gamers, which makes them rather distinct. They are skilled with Newbie and Lee Genie. I guess I'll have to mention Can, too, since he is the captain. And honestly, I don't know much about the Brazilian players. I have played on their servers recently and, well, got my ass kicked severely. But honestly, that happens on nearly every server I go to. They are skilled, and I do know Bitar on Frozen Sand does talk highly of the Brazilian community. Doesn't hurt that he, too, is from São Paulo, Brazil. For Urban Terror, being very strong, so... they are probably my Cinderella pick here as the third team to come out of Group A, topping France, the little Frenchies. By the way, how are the fries? I keep forgetting to ask all the French guys how the fries are. I'm sure that's an old joke, isn't it? Probably. Not funny? Okay. I guess I'll move on. Moving to Group B, you will need to go back to Nations Cup 6 and Finland, who grabbed the gold from the Netherlands. They were playing well last Nations Cup, but dropped from the Cup due to reasons unknown. But like Portugal in Group A, Finland is the odds-on favorite to be the top nation to come out of Group B and have their ticket punched for the finals. And they are loaded. Arnie Ichiban, Who Are You, Xerox, Ace, Yippo, just a few of the gamers who will make some of the noise here in this Nations Cup. Another perennial favorite of the Nations Cup who will find their way into the playoffs has been Germany. But they are usually playing the bridesmaid, never the bride. They have taken fourth place, which gets you nada, except they mention on Urban Radio and noted as the fourth best, not quite good enough to grab that Bronze Cup good. Germany is led by the Nations Cup supervisor Dan, also known as Deadeye Dan or Dynamo Dan during Shoutcast. Honorable mentions will go to Zuckpoo and Impressive as well. Another nation that has had some good showings during the Open Cup are clans from Poland. Mention, I did say Open Cup, not Nations Cup, but some of the clans from Poland are very good. And they did make the playoffs during Nations Cup 8. They were defeated in the quarterfinals by Sweden, not represented this year. And outside of Satone from Acaria, I don't know much about Spain. Odd, too, because they are tucked right next to Portugal. Can't really give them a fair shake on how they will fare this cup. The same can actually be said for Canada and the USA, too. I really don't follow the North American leagues and what's left of them when it comes to CTF and Team Survivor. Canada was involved in Nations Cup 4 and went 0-4, losing to Finland, the Netherlands, Austria, and Belgium. They also participate, or shall I say, signed up for Nations Cup 2, captained by Dobie, but dropped from the competition. USA was involved in Nations Cup 4 as well, but had a horrible showing, going 1-3. Their only win coming over Germany by a score of 14-9. Now, this USA team is completely different, as is the Canadian team, than their current rosters. Did I say that right? Current rosters are different than they were when they competed back in Nations Cup 4 is what I was trying to say. I do believe the USA will pick up a couple of wins this time around, and I think it is fair to say that in Group B, any of the remaining four clans could potentially move on. Poland may have a slight advantage over the other three. That's Canada, U.S., and Spain. You also have to take into consideration, as I touched on before, that we are playing Team Survivor, CTF, and a Bomb, and most European clans are strong on the TS side, a bit weak on the CTF side, unless you happen to have a Skulk or An Clan member on your nation's team. As for Bomb mode, I'm not really sure how much we'll actually see that in the playoffs. I think it is safe to say it will be the be used as the tiebreaker game mode, which most, if not all, playoff nations choosing between TS and CTF as their match play. This cup will also show us how which gamers and nations are the most well-rounded when it comes to Urban Terror, and I think it will be an impressive Nations Cup, and look forward to providing all the commentary for the upcoming matches. Look for those matches to start agreeing on dates here, I believe starting the 16th of January. So that's Nations Cup for you. That's Open Cup. That is all the leagues that I cover. I'm going to step away, take another break here, as I'm still looking for that MP3, damn it. Not sure where it is. Slow. Jeez, it's only on my, it's only scanning my Bush CDs now. Okay. No, not the president, the band. Bush 16 Stone, I think it's called. So anyway, I'm going to step away, take another break here, and I'm going to drop into the Urban Radio Server of the Week here, provided by actofwar.de. Dropping in now, we do have some openings. IP address is posted there in Pound Urban Terror 62.75.204.176, port 27962. It's Oswald. You're inside the game. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to, well, games. So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
Quarters in session, a verdict is in. No appeal on the docket today, just my own sin. The walls cold and pale, the cage made of steel. Dreams fill the room, Lord, I drop and kneel. Silence now the sound, my breath the only motion around. Demons cluttering around, my face showing no emotion. Shackled by my sentence, expecting no return. Here there is no penance, my skin begins to burn. So I held my head up high, hiding beneath that burns inside. Don't infuse their self-despite. All held captive out from the sun. I hear a thunder in the distance, see a vision of a cross. I feel the pain that was given on a sad day of loss. Lion roars in the darkness, only he holds a key. A light to free me from my burden and bring me life eternally. Should have been there on a Sunday morning, banging my head. No time for mourning, ain't got no time. Should have been there. No time.
cutting edge of gaming. Play-by-play Monopoly. This is Radio ITG.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. It is Oswald here with you. Glad you could be with us here. The end of the year show. And yes, I am still looking for that goddamn MP3. I don't know where it is. I looked under Oz. I don't think this is it. God, I'm sort of a little reluctant to play this. I don't know what it is.
I am Oz. The great and powerful Oz knows why you have come.
Yes. See, I got Froomlaw saying his name. I don't have that Herpo sound. I'm going to keep looking for it. I know I have it somewhere in here. Damn it. Kills me. I'm going to find the thing. So I said we're going to drop into the game here. You can hear the sounds there in the background. I am specking, and we'll just auto-join here. Doesn't really matter. I got to get my shotgun here because that's about the only weapon that I use here in when I drop in here. So we are on the ActiveWar.de server playing UT Christmas. Feel free to hop in the game. Information is available on Pound Urban Tear. As we see 7 and 9 here owning me. Actually, Joe kicking my ass. Like I said, all the level is a log cabin here. There's a nice spawn camper. Way to go, 7 and 9. Spawn camping me. Cheap tactic. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. But anyways, server's filling up here. We got four aside, which is, you can play this map with any number of people. It's that small. But it's just a good time. As I said, drop in now. Hey, look at that. I finally got a kill. Herpo! Oh, another kill. 7 and 9 going down. Oswald dropping the hammer. That's right. Doing a good job. We go inside in the living room. Nobody there. I think we're going to go camp the kitchen here for a moment. Yes, camp in the kitchen. Reloading my Spaz 12. That's right. Out of the kitchen we go. Near the fire. Let's go run upstairs. I doubt I will make it. We'll try it. Upstairs we go into the John. Nobody upstairs in the bathroom. That's good. Into the bedroom. Nobody there as well. Oh, there's a gamer. Oh, take some of that. Herpo got me. So anyways, it's good time. Right now the blue team is completely kicking the ass of the red team. 321 to 211. But that can change pretty quickly. That's right. Drop in the server information is in a Pound Urban Tear 62.75.204.176 port 27962. Time to hop up on the soapbox. So last week I'm scrolling through IRC. Actually, it's probably some time ago that I walked in to see what transpired when I walked away, or while I was away. Now, I really only pay attention if the channel is highlighted, because that usually means someone mentioned the name Oswald, Oz, Ozzy, Dickhead, you know. So I was reminded, actually, no, I was informed a few weeks back during Urban Radio that I do not provide any pertinent information as it relates to the new Urban Tear. Furthermore, I just read the Q&A that was posted on urbantear.net. Huh? Now, I know that some so-called gamers don't pay attention that closely, and your attention span is muy poquito. That means very small. Others don't really care what we are doing. They would just rather keep continuing to sabotage our attempts to keep the community together by providing what we call news and notes. I was also told the community is continuing to shrink and that no one cares about Urban Tear any longer. That the opinions of a few individuals who don't pay attention and don't care about keeping the drive alive. I believe I said this last week. If you don't want to be here, then get the hell out. Take your piss poor attitudes, walk away. It's real simple to do. Remember, you are the same ones who continue to tell us that there are so many other good games out there. If that is indeed the case, then go hijack one of those other games and take down another community while you're at it. So while you're quite aware that we said during Urban Radio the fact that the community has shrunk in the size, of course, the past 12 to 18 months, the development team is still here. The community is still supporting the game, and the league still want to play it. So, Ozzy, I'm sorry, I'm looking at what's in the channel now. anyways, so someone's not actually giving us the full truth here, and that someone is not the development team. So I think that falls on just a few in the community. I mean, most everybody who tunes into Urban Radio is really good. And I personally thank you for taking time out from your day to actually tune in and listen. As all we try to do here is have a good time, which I think we're successful in doing. I mean, we try to get the community involved with the Urban servers, Urban Radio servers, thanks to, obviously, you folks out there, not me. Although I do believe Blake Killer has offered up the server a few times. And Blake Killer giving me a message here saying, I was captain of Canada last time, and we had fun. See, and that is what it is about right there, having F-U-N fun. So I guess the soapbox will just sort of roll into my rant here. As you may or may not know, I have been turned off by new games that have been released the last few months. You can read about those over on thesixthfloor.com. I do have my website up and running. Somewhat a blog, personal diary, whatever you want to call it of myself. But I have talked about games here the past couple of days. Okay, so it really started when I spent $54.99 on Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. After playing Vice City, which was a very cool SP game, single-player game, kept me entertained for months on end. Just the size of the cities alone could keep you busy. Seeing there was always something new and exciting that, well, for me, kept me coming back. As it usually happens, I did finally lose interest in Vice City. I never did complete the game, but still, I consider it to be rather revolutionary. Since then, I have not purchased any new PC games. Actually, you know what? I take that back. Thanks in part to LT1, who found me a copy of Ratbag's Power Slide on eBay for a penny and 7 minutes to bid. Now, granted, Power Slide is about 6 years old, but it's still a very classic racing simulator. And would you believe that 27 actually worked on it, too? So aside from that game, I refuse to spend $50 a pop on a new PC game. Why? Simple. They aren't worth the money. Case in point would be COD2. Now, there's a great article over at Clanbase, depending on which side of the argument you fall here, that said Infinity Ward released the game before it was ready, without a solid multiplayer, and no anti-cheat. Basically, they released it just in time for the holiday rush. How convenient is that? And I lost my place here. Now, I did buy COD, and I was somewhat pleased with the storyline and single player, but the multiplayer was horrible, dominated by snipers. What's new? I mean, it seems games are that way, huh? So I skipped out on the expansion packs and the recent released COD 2. Now, sorry, the game is not for me. See, I knew Wolfsy would chime in. Wolfsy, I actually think I mentioned you here if you're listening, which I know you are. I'm sorry, but COD 2 was not for me. I'd rather go back to Medal of Honor Allied Assault, which I'm actually doing, providing online game coverage for Clanbase, covering Euro Cup and Nations Cup action. We'll talk about that a little bit later, because I don't want to get too sidetracked here, but I have been playing Battlefield 2. Now, I did the demo for all of about 10 minutes. I think it took me longer to install than actually play the damn game. Thought it was horrible, deleted it off my hard drive, and I didn't buy the game because I was told it would not run on Windows 2000, only run in Windows XP. Well, now, there are some big Battlefield 2 supporters in the Urban Terror community. Wolfsy is one such supporter. And we did talk about the game at some length, but basically from two different perspectives. Oh, yeah, and Wolfsy also turned me on to a pretty kick-ass game called War Rock. W-A-R-R-O-C-K. WarRock.net. Check it out. Pretty kick-ass game. And it's free. Now, coming from the pure gamer's point of view, the game is not bad. Like most games these days, the graphics are outstanding. Considering the advancement in technology, they're able to do more and more in games, and it's rather amazing not only to see and feel, but also to experience. The capture game mode is quite popular, sort of a combination between the Team Survivor and CTF, which we tried to accomplish with capture and hold, but never really materialized, partly because the development team decisions and how we went about implementing the game mode. Gone are the other game modes that DICE implemented in Battlefield 1942. Now, aside from the graphics, I'm very turned off by the gameplay outside of the game mode itself. Like many BF2 players, I cannot recall how many times, Battlefield 1942, I can't recall how many times we spent playing Capture Wake Island, turning away the Japanese attacks. As for the turnoffs, well, where should I start? How about vehicles? While cool, they are really required if you want to be successful in the game. Well, it is possible to hoof it. That means run from point to point in the game. It's not very effective. Excruciatingly slow. From tanks and snipers to jets and helos, there's always someone gunning for you. Now, I know and understand that is part of the game to kill the enemy. But if you don't secure a vehicle, such as a tank or a jet or a helo, you can kiss your ass goodbye. And while I'm talking about jets and helos, those are so out of balance for the game. It's ridiculous. So overpowered. It's silly. The word domination comes to mind when you see the top players on the server are the ones in the jets and the helos. Or shall I say the tanks as well. But we're talking airplanes here. See, I can't see how you can implement these vehicles and keep the game balanced. I don't think you can. But they are so overpowered that it ruins the gameplay, in my opinion. And speaking of overpowered, those goddamn artillery strikes that are called in by the commander are laughable. I mean, you're dead meat if you're caught in one of those bad boys. But again, so overkill for the game, it's silly. It can also ruin a very good firefight between teams attempting to secure a base in a matter of seconds. You hear those shells coming in, it's like, oh, Christ, and you run like hell. Interesting idea, nonetheless, and I do understand that the commander has complete control over it, and, you know, that can turn the tide of battle, and yada, 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 whatever you want to say. As for the gameplay outside of those features, Battlefield 2 is rather slow. Each class of warrior has their own specialties, obviously, and able to sprint and jump, but both are quickly reduced and your stamina drops. And where have we seen that before? Oh, yeah, Urban Terror and countless other realism games. Maybe myself, like others in the Urban Terror community, have been spoiled by the speed of the player move, because nearly every other game that I play, I feel like I'm bogged down and cannot move to get out of the way of the bullets. As for me, I don't play to be competitive. I play to have fun. And unfortunately, that enjoyment never lasts very long when I'm playing BF2. If it weren't for the two brothers I know in Los Angeles I play with using Ventrilo all the time, I would avoid this game altogether. But the three of us, well, we have a good time trash talking and, you know, basically playing as a squad. So my point, aside from ranting about this so-called smash hit of a game, I really don't have one. I think it could have been better in order to provide more enjoyment. But when the bottom line is making a buck, I can understand sacrificing gameplay and the overall enjoyment. Hopefully, as Frozen Sand moves forward with their development, they can maintain some of what has provided them success in the past and not forget where they came from. Oh, yeah, given the choice, I would much rather play Codename Eagle over Battlefield 1942. Gonna step away again. Be right back.
4 out of 5 dentists agree that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
Apparently, the odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting wider in this very moment.
You can thank us later. This is the new Radio ITG.
Just a quick break there. Had to drop some liquid down my throat. We are back in the Urban Radio Server of the Week, provided to us by Wolfsci over at actofwar.de. I'm going to drop in again and see how long it takes me to get my ass handed to me. As I'm just passing the snowman outside, somebody's stuck. One-on-one battle here with Sasquatch of Urban Rangers. Down he goes. Nice work by Oswald there at the boomstick. Dropping him like a bad habit, folks. That's right. And now he gets stuck on the stairs. Somebody's shooting me, too. Ah! Upstairs we run. Oh, grenade. I'm dead. Team kill. Ace hole with the HE grenade. Taking out Oswald. That's not very good. Score 403 to 311. And I just get capped again by Joe from froservers.com. So, yes, we're having a good time. I do want to say hello to Hiro Kito. Who else is here? Ace Hole, 7 of 9, Xena, Joe, Sasquatch, Herpo, and Wolfside, all in the server right now. You can be, too. Plenty of slots open. Grab your boomstick, join the server, have some fun. That is what it is all about here on Urban Radio. And, again, I do want to thank Wolfside for providing that server. And, yes, Wolfside, I do hack. How did you know? It's really amazing to see the community that has come together around Urban Terror. To think 5 years ago, there was never a game called Urban Terror. It's really something special, actually, to watch gamers from the community around 1.27 and then move through the succession of releases and development team members to where we are today. We have some great gamers and community sites that continue to support Urban Terror, and I don't think we can say thank you enough after all the success we have tasted. Now, during my time off from work, I had a chance to actually relax and play Urban Terror. Most of my time was spent throughout Europe and Spain, Portugal, Netherlands, Germany, and France, and also playing on the Act of War server, playing UT Christmas. I even hit up FSK here in the U.S. and ITC in Brazil. I see more messages coming in here. Who's sending that? Yeah. Thank you. I hack. I have something to say about that, too. I'm getting to it here in just a few minutes. Actually, I'm getting to it now, would you believe? Many gamers, while many gamers think I am not the real Sid Oswald, I was answering many questions and repeatedly saying thank you to gamers who enjoy playing. The most asked questions, obviously, was when will 3.8 be ready? And I refer to what I said earlier about finishing A, B, and C, which I don't believe I said. It's probably coming up. Anyway, what I was going to say about A, B, and C is that we have to finish A and B to make sure C works. And once we know that C works, we can actually tell you what we've been doing. I mean, we don't want to give you a half-ass answer here. No, I'm sure we could say when it's done, but you know what? That actually gets old, just like thank you, thread close, drive through. I have something to say about that, too. I have something to say about just about anything. But anyways, we need to finish A and B in order to move and complete C, and right now we're sort of in between, I would say, the B and C stage. We do have A done. B is quickly being worked on, and C has been implemented. Not sure how well it's working. I do know we have to go back and revise a little bit what we were working on in order to make C complete. But we do have things that we are working on, and I was going to give you an update on that today, but I think we're going to hold off. I asked Blade Killer about it, and she's not happy with some of the work that was done by herself, so she needs to go back, and she even said this, go back and actually fix it. But getting back to what I was saying here, it was the most enjoyment I had playing online in months. I recall the early years of Urban Terror when Blade Killer and Rabbit Coward host their Friday night Frag Fest on their personal server. Friends would come, frag, and enjoy hours on end of Urban Terror action. And this is how gaming was for me in the past week. Hot Lips was even commenting about all the playing that I was doing. Like, what? You're playing Urban Terror again? You know, I'm sitting over here having a good time. 3 weeks off, you know, I was having a great time. I guess I shoutcast all these matches. Everyone makes it look so easy. Well, needless to say, I sucked ass. Yeah, you could find Sid Oswald at the bottom of the list, usually with a few kills and many deaths. Oh, a quick aside. If you name fake me, you have to suck. You have to be like -1 in 10 kill-to-death ratio, because you know what? I am not good. If you have a good kill-to-death ratio, then you know what? That is not the real Oswald name faking on the server. Just to give those of you who out there who want to try that. Not a good idea to have a good kill-to-death ratio. Quite the opposite, actually. But my point here is I was having a great time. I attribute that to the gamers and the admins who still run servers. I'll spend time playing on the Active War server, playing UT Christmas, which we're playing today. And I do want to thank Happy Boy Xena, Wolfseye, Hito, Can, and others. I had a great time, and it sort of just transpired from there. All close-quarter combat, shotguns, grenades. It was crazy, but it was also a blast. So I do want to thank them. We did have an interview we gave out here, you know, I don't remember how, probably a couple weeks ago, as I'm queuing that up here in Mozilla. Let me get that up. New tab, because I'm not sure where it is on their website. But we did give out, it's actually pretty close to the top there, an exclusive interview. To urt-pt.com. That's urbanterrorportugal.com. And while the development team did provide 40 questions and answers to the community, there were still more. Who want more information? You know what? I can't blame you. If I were in your position and played Urban Terror consistently and constantly, then you know what? I would want to know what's going on as well. But I do want to thank X Factor and Takro of Urban Terror Portugal for a third round of 20 questions for their site, urt-pt.com. That's urt-pt.com. I can drop the actual link in here if you'd like to read it. And no, it is not in Portuguese. That's the actual link to the story. And while I did my best to answer their questions as complete as possible, it was really not entirely possible to give many details right now of the new Urban Terror. Heck, we're still holding back much of the information for the upcoming patch. I believe many in the community are dubbing it 3.8, but honestly, it's much more than a move from 3.7 to 3.8. Keep that in mind. Checking out some of the questions here, I even give it a quick apology in the beginning. I say I apologize in advance for not being able to answer all the questions as you would have liked. I can only go into general information when it comes to the new Urban Terror and even a few features for Q3 UT3, which we are calling the patch. Some of the questions here, let me grab... You know, for example, here's one. Have you thought about any armor/weight movement penalty? My answer is, well, what we have thought about is the fact that gamers who play Urban Terror like the game fast, so we will So that will weigh into whatever sort of decision is made in regards to armor or a weight penalty. So like I said, I'm not really answering the questions. It's very, very difficult in my position because I don't want to give something out before it's ready. You know, I don't want to put undue pressure on the development team because, you know what, we actually have quite a bit, believe it or not. So you can check out the entire interview. That's urt-pt.com. I also linked it at Pound Urban Tear here on ETG. I've also said recently we need to finish A, B, and C and make sure they work before we blow the lid off on this update. And with any luck, we are close to accomplishing those tasks. As I said, once completed, we will provide a long list of what is to come for Urban Tear as it relates to Quake thing, but one thing is for sure, the mod is not dead. Heck, many old gamers are still alive and kicking in one form or fashion, and we feel this update will help to introduce new players to the game while kicking the current gamers in the ass, saying, you wanted it? Well, you got it, and we are excited about the prospects for the Quake 3 version of Urban Terror. Yeah, I know, Quake 4 is out, Doom 3 is out, Battlefield 2 is out. You know, you already heard my rant on that POS. But gamers continue to play Urban Terror. As I've said many times in the past, Sid, well, actually Frozen Sand right now, must have done something right to last as long as they have. And I think that is the case. We do have some new forum admins. A few weeks ago, we put a call out to the community for responsible and active members to take over control of the Urban Terror forums. Now, this news story here on Urban Radio is only about a month late. Just ask Preet. I'm lost for words now. I've just sort of been pushing it back and back because I wanted to do it on air, feeling that was the right thing to do. While the development team members are not getting out of the forum moderation business, we are trying to direct our efforts towards the activities that are going on to benefit the community. You can read that as an update for Q3 U3T and a continued development on the new Urban Terror, or as I like to put it, NUT. Not sure I have actually sold the team on that acronym. We had many people inquire about offering their services to admin the forums. We have made our decisions and are pleased at the choices we have made. The requirements to be an admin were on a short list and included be active in the community, have a good attitude, and be responsible. Now, some people questioned the responsible part of their requirement, but by that, all I meant was that someone who's level-headed when it comes to making his or her decision. I mean, hell, last thing we want is another forum Nazi dropping thread clothes, no post for 1 year on your ass. So we are glad to have Preet and Crom on board as they will take over control of the Urban Terror forums. Yes, I think it is time for the forum Nazi to follow his own advice and drive through. Development team is still going to be around, not to worry. The mod is not dying. We are not rats abandoning this ship that is about to strike an iceberg. I mean, come on, UT does not stand for Urban Titanic last time I checked. We just need to concentrate more on the development and our future, so having to keep community gamers as admins will help to keep the forums Baz-free, so to speak. And I know I will still check the forums on a daily basis and post regularly, but the so-called iron fist that I had, well, that has shifted, and the power now lies with Preet and Crom. And a ghost of SSK, FSK and KickAssCTF.com fame will continue to host the forums for us. Going to take another break here. So once again, welcome to Preet and Crom. You'll see that they do have voice here in Pound Urban Terror. So I do want to thank them for actually applying and helping us out. It's Oz. We're going to step away here. You know what? I'm stuck in the middle. We'll be right back. Hey!
Hey! Don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or looked down on. Just try your best. Try everything you can. What they tell themselves, you're okay.
Don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head to be left out. Look down on. Just do your best. Teach everything you can. And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. A little good and a little out the right. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time.
Spots of pure shoutcast power. This is Radio IDG.
You know, looking through all my files, I got the same goddamn file on my computer like 4 and 5 times. That's what happens when you change websites and change radio stations here. But Jesus Christ, I don't believe I got like the same sounders, same things like in 4 different spots. As I'm still looking for that stupid WAV file that I was sent here by I forgot who it was. I can't find it. I'm still searching here, but having absolutely no luck. I can queue up some FIFA 2003.
And here we are with Who Man taking
once again FIFA.
Tries to get a clear of his area and make a nice tackle.
Yeah.
However, he does have 2 players booked.
That's not me.
So he is risking
That's my co-caster.
A red card right now. Still tie game. 83rd minute. The last game went into overtime. We may see
Check
a
this
repeat
shit out,
of that
guys.
This time. Not much
What's
time
up?
Left to go. FIFA Addict with the ball in his own territory. Defenders passing it back and forth, playing keep away. Here comes Who Man. Doesn't quite make a stop there. And we're in England territory. Long ball there. There's the stop. Goalie makes the stop. Nice job.
This guy sucked casting, too.
And he's going to toss it out to his defenders.
Here comes
the
man.
Going for the fancy
taking the last 2 minutes
for the possible win, but turned away at the last minute. Who Man, nice save. As Who Man now with the ball down the far side, plays it into the center, intercepted by FIFA, who gives it back up on the attack. Here they come once again, England, but a nice slide tackle there again by FIFA Addict. Takes the ball away as we're hitting about the last 15 seconds here, 89th minute. We will have a bit of stoppage play before we go into a golden goal situation here as we see Who Man coming down the far side, possibly playing for that last shot. He's got the ball in. He's got one defender to beat. He's into the top of the box. He's looking for the shot. He scores! There it is!
Yes.
Who Man at like the 90th call, huh? minute puts the ball into the goal, and that could be the nail in the coffin.
Oh, sorry. I'm just having fun now. That was actually from World Cyber Games 2003. A little FIFA action there for you. Seeing as I can't find that other MP3. Oh, this is very frustrating. I know I have it. It's, God, I don't know where it is. Like I said, I have so much crap here from that other radio station I was with. I got to start deleting some of this stuff. Anyway, welcome back to Urban Radio. It is Oswald. Glad you could be with us today. We're rounding the final stretch here, bringing it on home. You want to hop on the Urban Radio server of the week here for the last chance. Do it now. Score getting close, 541, 532. You think Oz can turn the tide of war? Should I try? Let's try. Let's auto-join here. Let's see what I can do. Probably nothing. Oh, shit. Well, you won't do anything if you drop your shotgun, which is what I already did. I'm down to a pistol. Not good. Oh, headshot. No. Headshot. Bloodbath and beyond. Ney gave to me, so that's not good. I'm not turning the tide of anything right now. Is 11 points separating the two, 546, 535. Some good gaming going on here. You should drop in, see who's going to come out on top. This has been a great match. I do want to thank Wolfside once again for hosting it. We always have fun when we play, and right now I am not doing anything to help the team. I'm only hurting him, 554. 539, so we're actually going the wrong way there. So anyways, that is the Urban Radio Server of the Week. I do want to thank Wolfside once again of actofwar.de for providing that coverage. Here's something called, yes, somebody asked me, I do have the F-bomb sounder, but I can't play it. I'm sorry, because that's for another radio station. So I can't bless the airwaves with that. Sorry. I am working on a piece titled Anatomy of a Shoutcast. Most gamers really don't have any concept as to what goes into coverage, be it via the internet or at a LAN. This was spawned by some ridiculous comment by someone holier than thou who provided some pretty negative feedback about a fellow commentator here at Inside the Game. Now, I've covered Age of Mythology with this commentator, who, in my opinion, is a consummate professional, very knowledgeable, and dedicated to the games he covers, such as Warcraft 3 and StarCraft. But as usually happens, there is always someone who thinks they can do better. So I am planning a 2 or 3 part series on what I do when it comes to actually planning, preparation, and the actual shoutcast. As I was told last week by my wife Hot Lips, I'm quite animated when the cast is taking place. And you know, I guess I don't realize it as I'm focused on the action, trying to cover all the angles of the match. So with any luck, this is going to be a 3 part video series running about 15 to 20 minutes per segment. Not really sure how many are interested in it or not. Maybe you just want to laugh at me while I go through my coverage. Either way, be looking for that series in the first few months of 2006. And that is actually, I got to take a break. I need to cue a song here. I can't go out this way. Hang on. Oh, that doesn't work either. Oh, doesn't that just suck? How can I be left out in the cold like this? Oh, hang on. You know, we're going through a good show and then Oz goes and screws it up. Yes, I screwed it. You know, I thought I had that in there. Oh, you know what? I do. Hang on. I know what I have to do. It's in there. It's just in there twice. I clicked on the wrong one. There we go. I don't want to hang myself out to dry. So, yes, I will be working on the videos. You can see those shortly, hopefully. So that is going to conclude our show for today. As with the past few years, it has been an up and down year for Urban Radio. I was able to ride the highs of our success, but at times we did hit rock bottom. But invariably, we rebound and make a strong comeback. In all honesty, there is nothing else I would rather be doing when in front of my computer behind the mic than talking to the best community out there, providing commentary for a very enjoyable game of Urban Terror. Unlike previous years, we did not have many releases, or any, I don't recall, but we did jerk that hook with a worm on it back that was ETUT, but it was for the best, not only for the community, but for the development team. And while I'm sure we made similar comments at the end of 2004, we do have big plans for the game, starting with the upcoming patch for 3.7, which is actually like a patch on Super Duper Steroids. It's like that scene from Three Amigos where they were talking about El Guapo being infamous, which was more than famous. This is more than just a patch. That release will keep our future development, will key our future development, and New Urban Terror is moving along. We have some very talented professionals doing their part to make the best for the best. We know our roots and where we came from. We know our community expects and what they like their gaming to be. Sort of the same way you like your women. Fast, right? Now, I'm sure chicks probably don't approve of that comment. Sorry, ladies. So, for myself and all those involved in the patch, we want to say thank you for your continued love and support. And that means a lot that so many consider Urban Terror still to be their favorite game. And as a special thanks to those who tune in to Urban Radio when it goes live. I'd also like to invite you to tune in at this coming Wednesday, January 4th. Just push play, 12 p.m. Pacific, 20 GMT. Great show coming up. Empire Strikes Back, Dungeons & Dragons, The Cars, Heartbeat City, along with the best 80s commercials and music. That is going to do it for us today. That's going to do it for 2005. For Frozen Sand, ITG, I'm Stephen Oswald. Tim, we'll see you next year. I'm out. Peace.